akangiwa situation ilibadi kumwela uno mwaka kulitele na kazati josa kamupanjo wako pera monia baka mbili bana joy na vena monia Alexa kala uno kala
MC. We are Lusaka's number one, 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Minister of Mines and Minerals calls for stronger oversight in mining sector. Patriotic Front Southern Province Chairperson condemns solidarity escort for Archbishop. In international news, Central African Republic President wins third term by landslide. And in sports news, Egypt reached AFCON quarter final after 3-1 win against Benin.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanja Mulenga. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, has called for strengthened oversight and transparency in Zambia's mining sector, saying effective dispute resolution is key to protecting investment and national interests. Speaking during a workshop for the first ever Mines Appeal Tribunal at Hiela Resort in Chongwe, Mr. Kabuswe said the tribunal plays a critical role in ensuring disputes over mining rights are resolved fairly, efficiently and visibly in the interest of justice. He explained that the workshop has brought together legal experts, industry players and government officials to enhance tribunal's capacity to manage complex mining cases. The minister said a strong and credible appeals system will boost investor confidence and help safeguard Zambia's mineral wealth. He announced that the tribunal is expected to introduce new operational guidelines following the outcomes of the workshop.
As we pursue the national objective of increasing mineral production, diversifying beyond copper, formalizing artisanal small-scale mining, and attracting sustainable investment, it is imperative that disputes in the sector are resolved efficiently, independently, and credibly. The operationalization of the Mines Appeals Tribunal is therefore not incidental. It is a deliberate reform anchored in law and intended to, number one, provide an accessible, specialized forum for resolving mining-related disputes. Number two, enhance investor confidence by guaranteeing due process. Number three, protect the rights and legitimate expectations of all stakeholders, including communities, small-scale miners, and investors.
In another development, Patriotic Front Southern Province Chairperson Clement Likonge has condemned the actions of individuals who escorted Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda to Drug Enforcement Commission DEC for questioning. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Likonge from the Robert Chavinga-led Patriotic Front said Archbishop Banda was summoned as an individual and should have appeared alone to explain himself. He said if the Archbishop has documents for the alleged vehicle, he should present them to the DEC, adding that there was no justification for any solidarity march. Mr. Likonge accused those who escorted the Archbishop of masquerading as PF members and said their actions undermined the integrity of the DEC. He stressed that the DEC is mandated to investigate anyone that no one is above the law, adding that Patriotic Front under the Robert Chavinga leadership supports the rule of law and independence of investigative institutions.
I'm also very disappointed with some of the aspiring presidential candidates that are actually marching in solidarity. Because you can imagine, if at all they won today, are they not going to use the same deck which they are criticizing today? The same deck which they want to actually make people believe that they should doubt the deck. It's the same institution that they are going to use even when they win. So, according to me, those leaders, I don't think they are worth to be called leaders. I think the only leader that I think I can actually endorse for the coming election is HH, because he's the only one who shows credibility and who respects the rule of law.
In a separate development, Dudumwezi constituency has recorded notable development through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, with improved road networks and new infrastructure projects. Speaking in an interview to Dumwezi Member of Parliament Edgar Singombe, said the CDF has brought positive change to the area, especially in road rehabilitation. Mr. Singombe said access roads in Dudumwezi have been worked on using earth-moving equipment, commonly known as yellow machines, making it possible for even small vehicles to move without difficulty. He said development is being implemented gradually and in an organized manner, adding that not all projects can be completed at the same time. Mr. Singombe further disclosed that a dam had been constructed using CDF, a project he said was not possible in the past. The Dudumwezi lawmaker added that CDF is also being used to construct staff houses to improve living conditions of civil servants, though he noted that more work still needs to be done.
The CDF has brought a lot of positive change. If you drive in Dudumwezi today, you are able to go in Dudumwezi with the smallest car without any problem. Because under UPND, government has allowed us to buy the yellow machines, and we have done a number of our roads. Yes, we are not addressing them all the roads at one time, but we are addressing them one by one methodically. So we have done a lot. Would you imagine that in the past, as a constituent, we could not do a dam? Go to Ziziba Dam, you find a dam that was constructed under CDF. We have built infrastructure that never existed before.
In another development, Acting Finance and National Planning Minister Chipoka Mulenga has expressed displeasure with several commercial banks for failing to process payments to farmers despite the government having released the necessary funds. Addressing farmers at Northern Province Provincial Administration, the minister acknowledged the frustrations caused by the delay. The farmers, who travelled from various satellite depots, sought the minister's audience, noting that they felt unheard by local officials. Mr. Mulenga emphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema, being a farmer himself, deeply understands the challenges they are facing and is committed to resolving the matter. The minister revealed that the government released the funds on 30th December 2025. He noted that if the banks had acted with the necessary urgency, all farmers would have been paid by now. He reminded stakeholders that farmers are the backbone of the nation's food security and must be treated with the respect and urgency they deserve. Mr. Mulenga assured the farmers that the government is working to rectify the logistical challenges to ensure that future payments are more seamless.
It's a food reserve again. All terms are even in the Rama. For 30 December, in the Rama Shangira Namuma account Yavan. And number 12, I need to make a time a shade, one of your fellows. The call of Indua. But in the right telling in the Rama, for a little of course, a little of shield, Pantora said a shade with the police.
In international news, Central African Republic, SAR, President Faustin Achange Touadéré has won a third term after securing an outright majority in last month's presidential election, provisional results show. The 68-year-old mathematics professor was widely expected to win after the main opposition coalition boycotted the poll, citing concerns about electoral fairness. Touadéré campaigned on his security record in the chronically unstable nation after rebels seized power in 2013, a crisis that led the government to enlist support from Russian mercenaries and Rwandan soldiers. He has faced heavy criticism after a 2023 constitution removed term limits, allowing him to keep running for office. More than 2.4 million people registered for the 28th December general election, which observers described as largely peaceful despite delays caused by the late arrival voting material and problems with the electoral register. Tuadera secured 76% of the vote, according to preliminary results announced late on Monday by the election agency. His closest challengers, Anicet Georges Dologwele and Henry Marie Dondra, both of former prime ministers, received 15% and 3% of